Masechet Kelim, Perekaveh, Mishnah Tet, it will mention that any keli used for Kodesh is treated in a stricter manner than the other kelim we've been talking about thus far. Mishnah says, Kelei Kodesh en lehem achorayim vatoch, the kelim, the utensils that are used for Kodesh, for holy matters, do not have the laws of achorayim vatoch. The tameh liquid that touches either the outside or the inside makes the entire utensil tameh. V'en lehem bet tzivi'ah, and also that leniency that we said, that there are really three parts of the keli, the inside, the outside, and the grip. And they could be distinct from each other. That if the grip, for example, becomes tameh, it doesn't mean the exterior becomes tameh. And if the exterior becomes tameh, it doesn't mean the grip becomes tameh. We say no, when it comes to the kelei HaKodesh, when it comes to these utensils, the hand grip and the rest of the utensil are the same. And we're not allowed to dip smaller kelim inside larger kelim of Kodesh. A person wants to purify two kelim together, cannot use the Kodesh one to have other ones go in it. We're nervous that the inner utensil is going to press down on the outer one and prevent the mikveh water from going between the two utensils. So therefore, he has to dip them in a separate way. That's another stringency we have with Kelei HaKodesh. Kol HaKelim Yordin Lidei Tum'atan B'machshava. All utensils gain the ability to become Tameh through intent. If a person has an object that technically cannot become Tameh right now, and he intends to use it as a Keli, then it now transforms into a Keli, and a Keli has the ability to become Tameh. He doesn't have to make a physical change to it. Utensils do not lose their ability to become tameh only through physical change. Once a utensil becomes tameh or has the ability to become tameh, it can't lose that ability until it's physically changed. The last halacha we said is based on the fact that we have an action cancels out the previous action or the previous thought. Thought alone does not have the ability to cancel out a previous action or a previous thought. So if a utensil has the ability to become tameh, even if it got that ability through machshava, machshava then can't flip it out. Rather, only an action can change the status of a utensil.